Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're not going to have the regular opening and close tonight because lightning hit and destroyed my computer and the main phone I use and a lot of other equipment around here, so I'm just kind of winging it from a desk in my kitchen and on a regular phone without a mic or headphones, so we'll do the best we can tonight. We're being heard over radio stations WWCR on two frequencies, 4.840 megahertz and 3.21 megahertz. That's transmitter 1 and transmitter 3, and also over shortwave radio station WBCQ on 6.160 megahertz. You can go to our radio page, kingidentity.com, kingidentity.com. Go to the radio page, and you'll see links there and frequencies for those stations. And hopefully we'll be able to get this up later, and you can always go back and listen to the radio archives. The Antichrist in this country and worldwide are flooding our nations with unassimilable alien races and limiting free speech everywhere and are oppressing people through fear, including the so-called COVID virus. And as bad as it is in the U.S., in many ways it's worse for our brethren in Germany and Europe. To discuss what's going on in these countries, my guest is a well-educated man from Germany, who is also a graduate of our AIT Bible Correspondence course and a believer in the Kingdom Identity message. I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Matthew Steffler, calling from Germany where it's 4 in the morning. Welcome, Matthew.
Correct. Yeah, great. Thank you. That's an honor again to be back on the show. It's the third time, meanwhile, over all the years. And, yeah. The interesting thing is that the world is now upside down. Anything can go wrong, which will go wrong, and it is going wrong. We have, of course, here on the computer screens persistent continuation and information from the United States and from the world, from Australia to, well, everywhere from the globe, even South Africa, of course, a country not unwell known to me. At least to my father, my parents, and brothers and sisters. And the situation in the world is now getting too mad. And here in Germany, yeah, well, I'm living here 31 years, yeah. And before that time, I came from the Netherlands, at the windmill country. I was born in England, so you can understand that it must be possible that I'm speaking a few languages. This is normal. We had to work here for the Siemens company and in the microchip world. And so for them, I came over towards here, staying in the Netherlands, where jobs were on the poor side. Here, it was a lot better. The job was very fine. And the crazy idea is that we had to work in the clean room. And then you were packed up in your suit, and only what you could see was your hands, and they were mostly enveloped in gloves. And on your face, you were only seeing your spectacles, etc. And the rest was packed up, and you had a mouthpiece on. In those days, it's now 13, 14 years ago, since that I'm retired, but that I afterwards, after all those many years, I still would have to use the hat set from the Siemens company, because that was a nice, very nice, and a very high quality coverage for your head and for your mouthpiece. So why should I buy one of these filthy things from China? No, I'm not going to spend one dime nor nickel on anything like that. For we have our old clean room closing. That was much better. And with that, I can come around here. For you have to go to the shops, and then you have to have something as a coverage, a mouth coverage. It's uncomfortable, but okay. I still go there, and they look at me, and they are saying nothing. I said, oh, okay, I'll do my shopping, and that's all. I don't care. But when you're looking...
So they still have mask mandates in Germany. I know they did away with the mask mandate in this state.
Yeah, that's correct. The mandate is still going on here. But, yeah, how would you control that, that everybody is going to take care of it? They have all kinds of laws and dangerous things, and they're telling you, you are doing this, we're doing that. Fortunately, we haven't seen that so far yet. But if you're living a bit rural in the villages, and there are many villages roundabout, you can live here in a normal way. But when I'm seeing here, I'm just at the corner, at the northeast corner of the village, where the road crossings are, and a lot of people are doing their daily walk and whatever they want by day, walking around there together or alone. Why to have a mask on? What's the nonsense of that? 1.5 meter separation distance, there is nobody. That's a lot better. So they don't care about it, and they're going to walk with or without sunshine, rain, or just dry. They survive. So it is still possible here to create a kind of normal life.
What about in the bigger cities like Berlin? Do the police enforce mask laws? And are you possibly facing forced vaccinations over there?
For the big towns, the best advice is omit them. If you don't need to go there, stay away. That's best. That's for your own safety. For there where a concentration of people is, there they can do the most nasty things. They can't do it so far that they can give you a vaccination. That means not just for fun or something like that. That is impossible because it's still mandate. You have to decide yourself what you are going to do. Well, that's very easy. I'm not going to do because it's the sign of the mark of the beast. And the mark of the beast, that's your killer. Never do that. But a lot of people are not ignoring all these biblical things. They have no idea. Or they say, when you're talking about the Father, well, I don't have it so upon him. Oh, then I say, that's the end of the person. If he is not changing shortly, he is going to die. There's no way out. 2/3 of the white population will be eliminated in the end. That's no real great fun. But yeah, they don't know the Father. So if you don't know the Father, he doesn't know you. And then you are creating your own victim. You are dying by your own stupidity. Why should you do so? But that is happening, and that's everywhere. And this is
what's the spiritual condition of the people in Germany and Europe?
Yeah, that is all the point about. And that is at low level, or whenever it is something, then it's on the wrong side. For that Roman Catholicism will not help for you. And the evangelicals, etc., they all don't know, they're all overloaded with Judean Christianity. But that's the wrong way. They will not understand. But when you are going to talk about it, you get big eyes in front of you, for they don't understand you. Because, yeah, they don't know better. Yeah, you have to learn to undo what the Father is saying. And if you have not learning his lessons, it will be difficult to survive. They will not make it in the end. And there are some people say, oh, it was always very good. We always had all what we needed, and it's all there. So it will come back in the end. It will be hard, and it will be bad, but it will become all, as usual, it will come back, and it's normal. Now, they don't have their mind. A lot of the scientists here, the doctors and people, the lawyers we had on the screen here, not on the television. I don't have a television. The internet is a lot more interesting and better source for getting your information from. But they are also saying it's over. It was, and this what was is not coming back anymore. It's over. You have to accept it. And still they don't understand that. That means because of lack of knowledge, they will die. That's going to happen. But they will not understand. This is You can try, but we have to say the game is over. If you're not understanding what the Father is doing, what he's willing to say, and his wishes, yeah, then you have only a short time. And you better take care of a grave or somewhere if you still can get in. It's awful, but this is the situation. But as long as you're living abroad, and this is also, I don't know exactly where it was in the Bible, but get staggered. If you're there living in downtown, one on top of the other, that's always a worse situation. You better live rural. That's the best way to survive in any condition. There are a lot of
scripture says something about woe unto those who build house unto house.
Yeah, but there are a lot of things I want in the States for in Missouri and that area. You can go rural and you can hide yourself even there. I saw even from in the far west the pictures of somebody was living somewhere in the woodlands. And there was no way to entrance there. You couldn't see a pathway or whatever. But it was a very interesting place. But who was living there? Nobody knew. And you couldn't see it until you were standing in front of it. That was so covered and hidden. That was amazing. It was a good thing. But that's for a rare one, for one out of a million or so. But here you have far too many people who are living around here. And hiding yourself here outside your own house, this is very difficult. You better stay home. If it's going really wrong and dangerous, you better have supply in your house and stay at home. Because if you would flee and try to get to the mountains, before you reach the mountains here, you're empty. They have been stealing all out of you. You have no chances to go here higher. That is, the mountains are not too far away. In an hour, I can go up there. But there's no place to survive. And besides that, it's all too cold here. It's here now 48 degrees up north on the globe. But there is still snow on the mountains here. And it's now May. The weather is very bad. And if you have to flee now, you better stay home. It's better, the best you can do. There's no other way.
How do the other states in Europe and also Great Britain compare to Germany as far as restrictions and control by the state government?
It's dependent indeed on the country. In England, it's known, it's pretty strong. And you can see the most nasty videos from there. In the Netherlands, it's a lot better. I can get that daily in from my friend in the Netherlands. Who's living there, and he is, he himself, he is not worrying about it, but he is also saying, the people are still within an area to be kept under control, more or less, but how long is that going to stay care? One more mistake in the government, and all these governments are untrustable, then revolution will start. There is no way to escape that. Nobody wants the revolution, but if, then it's going to happen. And no country is then safe. It happens then anywhere. And
are the people waking up to any degree?
Sure. In the Netherlands, certainly. And a lot of people are getting more and more informed because we have some people who are saying it in the even Dutch language. And I get them from other friends from the Netherlands. They get the reports in and how they are warning. And even some people doing it on special channels on TV or whatever, or on the internet. And they are warning with real good information. And doctors are there, even in the Dutch language, which I was amazed about. But here in Germany, we have a lot of doctors who are complaining about the whole situation. And they are now pretty far, but they can't say how far they are because they don't accept it anymore what the government is doing. And that's why they have now a group of lawyers, and that is internationally. Heinrich something more, I don't remember the name so quick, well-known over the world from Germany. And he is taking care with a whole group of lawyers that these people who have been doing all this to us, everyone in the government and in all the villages and towns, town mayors, etc., a lot of them got a lot of money for being on their side. If you're doing that, you're bribing. Your life will be short. This is not possible. Everybody who has been dealing in with this COVID nonsense, etc., the satanic business, they will brought for a judgment. If that is going to get in time, that depends on the revolution. If the revolution is taking over first, which is very likely, then the war is breaking out. And the country which has the right, more or less, for starting the revolution, that is France. There always have been revolutionaries, and if a revolution started in Europe, it was always there. So if they are going to do strange things, and I suppose so, and then the rest of Europe will be burning up in the same time. It may be a day or two later, but that is all. But we know, meanwhile, we got from France that some 100 military officers and generals and together, they have been writing a letter or more letters to President Macron and to warn him that they can't support the government anymore, and they warning him that they have to change this. This has to stop. So if you have the army against you and you are the revolutionary country, then you can expect in one day, in these days, that it will start indeed in France. And if it starts, Germany is following immediately, and the Netherlands, and the UK might be a bit later, but they will have their repercussions from the government, from the military. A lot of the military can't cope with this anymore. For mainly that what's left over of the military, of course, they have the weapons. They can still use weapons, and this is a very great danger for anybody in the government. But and in case of, they know exactly how to get weapons from other areas. For there are a lot of weapons brought in the countries here via secret channels. For in case of, then they will use these immigrants and give them weapons. And
well, I find in this country that we have a lot of false leadership that present themselves as conservatives and Christians, and then they go and turn around and actually betray the people. I noticed that Boris Johnson over in England presents himself as a conservative, but when he rules, he's ruling more like a dictator with the restrictions that are taking place in the UK.
Yeah, they are all in one cover. They are all psychopaths, and whatever you do, and when you're looking very careful, they are mostly having a Jewish background. That is persistently everywhere. Just yesterday.
Yeah, I understand his stepfather was Jew.
Yeah, it's all in the family. That's always the same thing. If you're going to the States and you're looking careful at the various people, say, oh, is that one also in there? And whether it is a David Jones or it is another one, yeah, they are all agents. And even if the circumstances, he said, even that one, good to know. When a story is coming on the screen, I switch it off. For I don't like to see people who are cheating us. What for should I? If I know that is an untrustable person, okay, then you better stop it. And I have a lot of people are saying, yeah, but we are listening also to the information from Israel, which is coming. I said, I won't have anything to hear from Israel. Yeah, but you have to know what your enemy is saying. Yeah. What is he saying? You are still cheating yourself. You have to be so careful, for they are so, in an awful method, they are telling you a story that you will believe them, which is a pure lie. They have, since year thousands, they have the experience of how to cheat people. They do that daily. That's their job. But I don't like to be amongst them and say, no. Whenever I hear something, this is on TV or whatever, from jewelry, I don't go and listen in there. If you won't, go ahead, not me. I'll take care of myself. There's enough information from trustworthy sources, and you have to watch it. And a lot of information comes from the woman, from the doctors from the United States. And, well, you know them. You must be informed about it. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Lee Merritt. They are giving a lot of good information. You can find them under their famous thing, was it? Oh, yeah, The Medical Rebel. That's where they are on the internet to be found. And the other one, doctor, it's this doctor from, their family comes from Germany. There's no way to escape that. She's called Hildegarde Stunninger in Los Angeles. Probably she's not speaking German, but she is speaking American. That's no worry. But she is doing a very good job on the Morgellons, etc. And the people don't know that you have to check it yourself, and I'm doing so. I have the equipment to find out what are these Morgellons doing in your masks. They don't need to be in. And you get a lot of pictures and videos from them. And she has been searching with a group of people, and with also electronic microscopes, to find out what is that Morgellon. What is it? What is it for an object? Is that natural from nature? No. It's a tubing out of polyester, and in the polyaster, embedded in the surrounding of it, are various metals, and one of the metals is iron. Yeah, that's why it is interesting in when you're coming with a plier in, this man with a magnetic head, then it's going to crawl onto your magnet, towards your pliers, etc., because that's magnetic field, and that's reacting on magnetic field. So you can see it warming around, if there is a light shining upon it, etc., that's peculiar thing is not a living particle. It does live in a specific way because of thermal circumstances, why it is, as we do call it, it heated up on one side and then it's bending and curling to and fro because of temperature differences and of maybe of chemical reactions. It will also work. And on, if you're breathing in and out, the warm is going in, heat is going out, etc. That is just in the right condition where a thing like that, that peculiar type of polyester, your tubing, it's a microtubing, then it is going to work as if it is warm. It looks like a worm. It's unbelievable if you see these pictures. That is all there. And she did an interesting research on that. And that is interesting to learn a lot from. And she's saying, yeah, well, all these masks are coming from China, and typical that they are developing such things. Then what are they doing in your masks? You can't have them in your body. And these Morgellons are known by doctors that they are coming out of the skin of various people. It is a horrible disease.
Yeah, but the establishment press won't even touch a subject like this. And, of course, Zucker on Facebook and Google and all the media sites and everything like that, they'll close down any truth that comes out on these subjects. And the people are so brainwashed in this country. There are people waking up, but I noticed just on the internet today that there was a march there in Berlin yesterday, May Day march, and it was composed of communists and Antifa and queers and just every other type of rabble. So I guess you have your percentage of brainwashed people there in Germany, too.
Sure, sure. A lot of people, most people are, every normal person, more or less, depends on what he is going to believe, but they really dislike the whole situation, even on the left side. So then they have these marches, and we have seen it now in the beginning of the year, whenever it was, in March or so. The tremendous march in Berlin, where the publicity and the media are saying some thousand people. And there was about a million people there on the street because it didn't show up. But you could see it on the standard photographs made by everybody. And they did like it. And they didn't have any masks on. We had enough of all these masks. It's a bloody a ridiculous method and the wrong thing. But they are marching, and we had now in Frankfurt, it was also marching. They are all showing up. We have enough of it. It's enough is enough now. So that means that it's heating up in Germany here. There are the people who have enough, and that is the contra amount of people. And they can be composed out of a lot of other different types, and even of the Jewish area, who are trying to boost it up to create just a war. They want to have that revolution, because if there is a revolution, they can put in harder laws, even more laws. Yeah. And they are trying to boost it up in the way. And, of course, they never did it. Yeah, but that is not the right way. This is really going to happen. And these people, when they are having a normal mind, then they are correct to do it, to go into the street. But the Bible is saying a different story. And by experience now, all home 1.5 years, certainly, that is in Isaiah 26, verse 20. I read yesterday they said it was 16 over 20. No, it is 26 to 20. There it's written exactly that you have to, better to stay into your inner rooms, lock the door behind you, and stay as if it is for a short while only, and wait until the whole indignation is over. That's a different thing as that you have to go to the mountain and hide yourself there. If you can, okay, there's nothing wrong. But the Bible is saying what you have to do. And I have to see it here around about day in, day out. I have no problems with lockdown, not at all. I have work enough indoors, and there are some people who can't stand it anymore to be locked up in their own houses. I said, now, I have no problems. We have so much work, and we are just going on. That's one of the ways to survive. But it's written in the Bible that you have to do it for these end days. So I'm very pleased with it. And my friend in the Netherlands, he had the same problem, except that he last year had the problem that one of his toes had to be taken away. He had to sit out in his house and do his work in the best way he could, because he was walking well bandaged and having crutches. So then you will not go outside very fast. He's a computer specialist. So he said, yeah, I sit all day on my computer, and if the sun shines, I'll go outdoors. So I have no problems with a lockdown. For I'm locked down for a year for myself. Can't help it. That's correct. So both of us, we have connection over the internet via Skype. We can see each other live, and we are joining our forces in our scientific work. So lockdown, what is it for us? But for others, it's a criminal thing. And that people are going to react about this, and they have enough. It's understandable that the reaction will come, and that the revolution is going to come. There is no way to doubt about. It's only a matter of time. And if it's going wrong, it will go severely wrong. And then it will burn out. We have to wait for it.
How's the aliens affecting your country? The flood of aliens that are coming into Germany and England and all of Europe?
Yeah, the immigrants, you mean?
Yeah, the illegal immigrants from Africa and the Mid East, and in our country, it's from Mexico and South America and so on. But anyway, they're purposely bringing in these aliens that are non-white, non-Christian.
Correct. Yeah, correct. We have them here, even in our village, at the exact amount, that it were 15 or so. And they have here in a special home, Caritas home, Caritas for big company, and there was a housing free. They are sitting in that housing, and once in a while you see a black man passing by, and one or two I know about, they had a job in one of the companies here, in the woodworking companies. There they could use them, but to say they have all a job, a few do have a job here somewhere, but that is all. In here in the rural areas, you rarely have a difficulty with them. But when you are going to the nearest town here, Wasserburg, on the Inn River, there is a bit more complicated, for you have a lot of them in there. If you are going there, you have all kind of colors around you. And that is from the Far East. Not the Far East, but from the Middle East. And from Africa, you have all kind of people there. And I can't say that I feel happy in there. No, I better stay out there.
Don't the Germans resent having to pay for these aliens and have them flood their country?
Well, they hated the idea, but they can't say too much. because the government is organizing all, and if you have a too much big mouth, they will snatch you, and then you can go to jail or whatsoever. You never risk that. It's just too dangerous. But they...
Well, why don't they put in different type politicians? Of course, I could say the same thing in this country.
Yeah, the politicians. None of the politicians is trustworthy. Wherever they come from, you can't trust them. And good politicians, we don't have anymore. That is in the former days. And if there is one, he's staying outside of anything of politicianal work because he has to cooperate with the unwanted elements who have the power. And that is no fun. You can't work against these idiots. They went too far, and that's too dangerous. And why should you waste your time for... How would you cope with these outlaws? The elite is taking over all, and there's hardly any way to fight them, except that you need to have the doctors. They are capable of sending the right information. And you have lawyers who are doing their best. That is all on the move. But they also have to be working silently as far as possible. Otherwise, they get a disturbance in advance, which they can't use. And it will all take some time. For every act which you're going to do must be founded and controllable for 100% safety and security. And what you're saying there as a lawyer must be correct. Otherwise, you're in additional problems. Why should you? That's no pleasure.
Of course, you've got in every field the Jewish financial interests and powers to be. I see we're at the bottom of the hour, and I failed to announce the call-in number earlier. If anybody would like to join us, they can call toll-free 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE, or you can call direct, and that's 678-949-5091. That will work in foreign countries, or you can call it from this country, and join us tonight with questions or comments concerning what Matthew is reporting on. And in fact, I think we've got a caller now. Let me see. Yes, we have a caller from Texas. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Terminal, Texas.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good. I'll just, I have a question, a short one.
Sure.
Here in the United States, if we're politically incorrect, we're given a lot of social pressure. The system socially conditions the people, and the people, like if there's a highly populated area of white people, the system really puts the pressure on you and keeps a lot of chaos going. And then when the non-whites move in and the place is overrun, they lighten up and everything goes back to normal, and it's just the chaos from the race mixing. I just like to ask, does that go on in Europe?
Matthew?
Yeah, I was again trying to listen in carefully because there's a brumming sound on the telephone here. But they wanted to know about what the details.
The social pressures that kind of reduce the people from opposing.
Yeah, the social system. Well, the social system by itself here is organized in a rather proper way, rather. These people were dependent on Social Security or something like that. They can still open up their mouth. Yeah, you don't need to. Of course, if you are dependent financially on them, then you're on the safe side. You have to be careful. But even then, people are still going on and say no. Even those people who are dependent financially, they say, we can't do it anymore. You can't say anymore anything, and they oppose as well. They have to oppose as well, and that's your good right. A lot of people are dependent on it, but it's not mainly. It is a small percentage of the population who are having the full dependency of the system.
Well, of course, you know, there's a saying that the only people you can't speak about are the ones that are controlling you, and which is, of course, as we know, the Jewish situation.
Yeah.
So there still would be a limit both in this country and Europe of certain topics that you can't speak about openly without being criticized and pressure given by the various elements that are in control of everything from the media on. If anybody else would like to join us, I see our caller dropped off. They can call 877-924-7722, toll free, 877-YAZ-RACE, or you can dial directly at 678-949-5091. We'll go ahead and just anything you'd like to tell the people about that's going on over there in Germany and Europe?
Yeah, well, the situation is still stable, as they say, and to worry about the whole situation is not necessary. You have to watch it. There are so many dummies who don't understand what is going to happen. And when you're telling them, then they have big eyes and don't want to believe you. Or they are saying, oh, yes, we have heard about that. Yeah, yeah, well, that's no worry. Wait a minute. They don't know what a worry is, and they can't step off from the idea that it's over. This will not return to normal. It will stop, and you'll have a horrible situation. And if that is over, the world is changed, and most people are not anymore there. And they will not believe it. Will not see it, because they have such a small amount of knowledge. My people will be destroyed because of lack of knowledge. It's written. Wasn't it Habakkuk 13? I think about it, something like that. This is the whole case. They are so dumb. Yeah, you can expect that something is going wrong. And when you're talking about anything of real spiritual things, or they will not understand you, they refuse to believe it. For they are so compressed in their wrong beliefs of today's times, of Judeo-Christianism, they see that as normal, and they believe all that because they don't do their own research. And when you're saying you have to do this and that, that means work. No way. No. You are going to heaven. When you are passed away and you are dead, you are going to heaven. They still believe that. They said, wait a minute, this is not written what it is about. They will not see it, and they say, no, it will all come right. When you are dead, you are going to heaven. Yeah. Then you are out of the game. You can't speak with them. They are not open for the reality. They will refuse it because they are so hammered in from the Catholic area. Yeah, there's no way of speaking with them, and it's wasting your time.
Well, their interests are the cares of the world. They don't even have any interest in the purpose we're down here for and the things of our Heavenly Father.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, if you are trusting His Word, that's the most simple thing you can do. And read about Him. He is saying it all. He is telling exactly where you have to do and take care of and what you can do and what measures you can take. It's all available. But they will not see it, for they don't know the Father. It was never told to them. What is told to them, yeah, it is all fancy and fairy tales and nonsense. But the reality, the truth, His Word is unknown, totally unknown. That is what the Jews have been doing with all these denominations. It doesn't matter which denomination you are. It's always brought into the Judeo-Christian area, and there is no truth in it, and the people will not see it. If you want to see it, you have to do something. You have to study something. But they refuse. They won't. They say, yeah, well, that's all not necessary. It will come back as it was. No, it will not come back as it was. And try whatever you want. They will not understand it. It's only a handful. I know one a pastor in the Saarland, and he is doing his best. There's very good information in the German language, but you can see that he is using also the English scriptures for when he is talking about anything of the scripture, you can hear where he is getting the information from. And he is doing it very well in the German language. And he has a lot of video films on video, on the internet, and on BitChute in today's times.
I'm glad that somebody's witnessing over there. We have another caller on the line from Ord, Nebraska. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening. This is Jake from Nebraska. My understanding is that in Germany, homeschools are illegal, and I wondered if there was enough liberty there in Germany left to open any churches or colleges. And I have two related questions. Well, I think there is a need for new colleges and new churches. Is anyone opening any new colleges or new churches? No, I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, thank you for your call.
Yeah, to go to church is still here possible, but then you have to be separated in 1.5 meter, etc. So not too many people can go to church because the church is far too quickly filled. But you can still go. And they made a mistake that they even wanted to have the Easter feast. They want to have that stopped and that it was not allowed to go to church. This was such a tremendous blow up that the people refused to tolerate that. And they had to turn back the government and said, okay, we can't do that. It's too far. See, that there is still some opposition when you're having Christian areas, certainly here in Germany, where it is mainly Catholic, and up north a lot of Protestants. But they can't suppress it. They try to suppress it, and the best thing that as the hope for the government is to suppress anything of spiritual things and the discussions about that, etc. That will not be possible. The people refuse to tolerate that. That is so against their basic logic and understanding that they will go to each other and discuss what's necessary. They can't suppress that. And certainly, if you're living rural in small towns and villages, then there's no question about it. They will continue their will in an acceptable way. But it is all limited. It is all limited. And I wonder how a pastor or whatever in the Catholic Church is standing there with a face mask on. I can't understand the people here with these masks on. And I stopped to try to get the information through, but you only hear boo, 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 boo. I can't make chocolate out of that. It's ridiculous. And I said, yeah, okay, if that is the way, I don't need to go there. So all these public open things, if they have no more mouse muzzle, I call them, then you can listen into them, and you can understand them, and they have to understand that you're a foreigner, and how they will communicate with these foreigners, these other races, I don't know, but they will not understand them in the German language. So, and in Bavarian, they have their own special type of dialect, a very difficult dialect, and foreigners who are coming in here, they will never learn that. It's even, to me, was difficult in the start to understand these people, but they have the ability, they can understand the higher German, which we had to learn from school on. But sometimes when they are hard and speaking the full-size Bavarian, then I have difficulty to understand them. That's the normal thing. But how would you expect that from people from the Middle East that have no idea of the German language or very poorly? And then it's difficult to handle these people, and you know, nobody is interested in them, for you can't even understand these people. The communication is not there. So in that respect, we have no problems. They stay in their own world here in the village, now let them, and we don't bother about them. They have no opportunity for communicating with us. I don't care about that. In the company, yeah, we had colleagues that were also Bavarians, very deep Bavarians, and then I had to ask him twice or thrice what he was saying. And sometimes they were laughing about it. And then, yeah, from poverty, I went to the next door room where there were people sitting in from the Rhineland area, from far away from here, and they were speaking the higher German language, and I was mostly there. And then they said, yeah, what are you doing here? Your office is next door. So I said, yeah, but I can't understand them. They started laughing about it when they understood what I was having as a problem. They said, I don't want to communicate with them. They have a discussion, but I can't understand them in their dialect. Then I go to the next door and see what it is here. But by time you will learn that. But that's the whole game. You're having here in this country, in Germany, many language differences. There are some 155 different dialects in only Bavaria. Yeah, that's from valley to valley, or from over the river or beyond the river. There are a lot of differences, but that's only a fraction of Germany. It's the largest county in Germany. But there are that many, and they have it for the other counties as well. So you have to be always careful. If you're speaking the German language, do higher German, and hopefully you can get an answer in higher German back. For otherwise, it's very difficult sometimes to understand the people. But so far, in all the 30 years, I have a good experience in understanding them. That's all the normal way of going.
I see in Europe that there are people protesting what's going on, probably more protesting than what's going on in this country to the flood of aliens and some of the other controls, both in Germany and Britain and so on. Just how much opposition is there to what's going on over there?
Well, in percentage, it's difficult to say, but when you're comparing it with the United States, which has a multi-million population more than in Germany, then the small percentage which we have is still a large flock, and they are doing their best to campaign. Over the internet, I get a lot of information from sources like that, and we are spreading that all everywhere. So at the grassroots level, now the percentage of people who are stand by for any reaction is high, is very high. I can't say about 20 or 30 or 40%, that's impossible. If you know, but it is not a small amount. It is not just a tiny bit whom the government can say, for, oh, we don't worry about them. If that was so, they didn't need to worry and didn't need to have measures against and contrary to them. So the group by itself is taking care of themselves for safety reasons, and they go as far as they can, and that works very fine. So the underground is standby, and if the military is joining these people, and that is definitely going to happen, then the government is lost. Simply lost. They will not survive. And they can dive in their hiding spaces underneath anywhere. That will not help them. They will be taken out of, and they will be brought to the judges. And these judges and lawyers, they are there. They are busy with it. As long as they're not paid for the government, then these lawyers and the top elite lawyers, the real good ones, they don't need the government. And that is what this man which I had yesterday, he is not coupled up and paid by the government, etc. He can do his job in the normal way, and he is open for the other huge amount of lawyers in the world, and he is cooperating with them to find the right solution in a way where you can get these people for an international tribunal. For that, this must. It has to be done. If you do it in a normal way, if the revolution is taking over, okay, then we will see who's going to win.
I think that Germany is more open to natural health than in this country, so I would assume that there's a high percentage of Germans that would oppose this coronavirus vaccination.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. There was one of these, I was on TV during the week, and then they were showing up the countries with the highest amount of injections, of vaccinations, and that was in England, for instance. Not so much, quite a lot of them in the Netherlands, and in Germany it was the lowest level, only a few percent. As far as I could see on the needle on the screen, it was about 4 or 5% or so. Some are saying it's no, it's 14%. Now, okay, at least very low. But the people are not so stupid that they are saying, yeah, come on, what is this? And there's a lot of resistance from the population. They are saying, hey, wait a minute. We have the name of doing medical experiments since Auschwitz, etc. But wait a minute. What is happening here? They are doing experimental vaccinations on human beings, which was never dreamt of in Auschwitz. That what the German the populations, that means the governments in the world, are doing is a lot worse than what ever happened in Auschwitz. And this is not incorrect. For a lot of the stories you're getting from Auschwitz, they are hyperbolized in a horrible way. And if you're saying then what was in the reality, that what's the reality is now. What the governments in the world doing is Auschwitz work in a horrible way. And a lot worse. What is the Nuremberg Code for? What is it for? The governments are worse as that what happened in the... We need a Nuremberg Code too. And eliminate all these governmentals and the ones who have been joining. This is what you can hear in Germany on the internet. Not on the media. The media, you better don't look at. And the most dummies are still looking at the media. And they are only lying to you. But in the internet, you can get a lot of information, and they don't like it. And certainly YouTube. And you know who is in controlling YouTube.
Yeah. Speaking of lies and Nuremberg and Auschwitz, etc., what percentage of the German people know that the so-called Holocaust isn't what they're teaching about it?
A lot of them. A lot of them do know about it. Because there is information, but they have to be very careful for it, because you can be put in jail immediately, as the Schaeffers were. And it is too dangerous still to be in the open judging the actions of the Holocaust, etc. That is too dangerous. But a lot of the German people who know better, they are not saying much about it, but they are saying that they agree with what is happening, that a lot of lies were told about it. And that is on all the sides. And I know that by my own experience, from when you are coming from a foreign country, you have a medal, and that's, you are always shown the medal from one side. That is Germans, that's bad, and Germans this, and German that. But when you're coming into the country and you have to live there, you're seeing the other side of the medal, and you are coming get interested in what is happening here. And you get real stories from all kinds of sources, and then you're going to get a different idea. And you can see, I did have my colleagues here, just normal people. They could, if they would have spoken Dutch, for instance, then you wouldn't see any difference. They are speaking another language, but they are just the same people. Of course, they are just the Germanian people, just the same ones as anybody else. And they might have different ideas about this or that. That's normal. If you're living in a coastal area, then you're not talking about mountains. Yeah, and if you're a seagoing nation, as is in the Netherlands, what are mountains? Oh, you have to go to the mountains. Then there is always a differentiation. But that's normal. But they are all of the tribes of Israel. And that last is very difficult to tell the people. You can tell it, and then they only have big eyes and a big mouth, and the tongue is coming out, for they hear things which you never heard before. Yeah, because they are indoctrinated with false information. And that a large part of the original Judeans from the Faris line of Judah, they are living in Germany. And the kings and kings' houses, yeah, that they are of the German line, of the king line from Faris, it is pretty obvious. And the lesser kingdoms and the queens and kings, which were formerly here in Germany and in the southern countries here, they come from Sirach is it called. That is obvious, because they had to go in advance into the European countries to create the kingdoms. And that Germany is basically filled up in the king houses was forest descendants. That is clear, and that is clear from the DNA tests, which are not completely given free. You can't see anybody's correctly DNA. You can ask it for which DNA, but you have to do it personally. And if he is not saying anything, you will never get the information. But there are some sources from which you can find out that indeed the DNA from the Forest DNA is here in Germany in the king's houses. That's normal. And under the population as well. There's no way out, for the words in a lot of descendants. And certainly under the caps woman, that as the concubines. A lot of these kings, and Fürsten, as they were called here, they had concubines, and they had a lot of descendants. And they are all often the tribes of Judah in a lot of ways. But that is not told to everybody, and only a handful are informed about it. So, but you can continue. You can still have your DNA tests, etc., but highly advisable at the moment not to do so, because all the information is digitalized and comes in the hands of the Jews. So you better don't take a risk. Stay out of that. And if you know enough...
Well, is there any significant movement to allow free speech on the forbidden subjects over there in Germany and the rest of Europe, as far as that goes?
Yeah, the free speech is still more and more eliminated. They want to kill out anything of free speech. That is what the government wants. And some people have been saying things, and even artists, but now it turns out to be that the artists, that it looks like as if these are, they're also agents. And they are accepting it, but this is all on the wrong way. There is so much underneath working to and fro in a filthy way, that's more than you can imagine. And now it's coming out that there is a lot more falsehood in spite of you are thinking, oh, that's a good grouping, I'm going to join that party, and they can get money. You better don't do that. You have to be sure, 100%, that it is a free organization, which is not having somewhere agents of anything else. That is why the father is saying, go in your inner rooms and stay in your inner rooms, and don't bother about the outside world. It's sad. It's poor. It should not be. But it is so. Oh, we have only 2 minutes, huh?
Yeah. We only have 1 minute left. Do you have any concluding comments?
Well, the best way is study the word of the Father. Thirst the word of the Father. You have no other way. His word is the word where we are dependent of. If you're losing that, you're losing your life.
Well, I'd like to thank you for being on again tonight, but we're just out of time, and we don't even have a closing announcement because lightning, like I said, destroyed my computer and a bunch of other equipment around here. People don't see all that goes on concerning the ministry. So pray for us, and thank you again, Matthew, and anybody who wants information about this ministry can go to our website, kingidentity.com, and then go to the various pages, and we'll eventually get this program up and post it there too. So thank you again, and may Yahweh bless you, Matthew, and bless our listeners. Good night.
Good night. Cheerio.